Ambassadors from over 20 Asian nations met last week for a meeting organized by the Vatican's Council for Culture. The keynote speech was delivered by the ambassador from the Republic of Korea to the Holy See, Thomas Hongsoon Han. This week, he came to the studios of Vatican Radio and spoke to Charles Collins about the conference and the role the Holy See can have in Asia.
Well, in a short word, it is a dialogue. The Holy See is very much interested in carrying out the dialogue with Asia. So therefore, the Pontifical Council for Culture organized this meeting with the ambassadors from Asia as one of its initiatives to promote the dialogue with Asia by means of the dialogue with its ambassadors. In fact, the Holy See is very well aware of the paramount importance of the triple dialogue in the context of Asia, namely dialogue with the cultures and dialogue with the religions, dialogue with the peoples of Asia, especially the preferential option for the poor. That's why the Pontifical Council for the Culture chose the problems of integral development and happiness as the theme of this meeting with Asian ambassadors.
And how did the meeting go? What came up?
Well, it went very well. I think, more than I expected. All the ambassadors highly appreciated this meeting. Firstly, they came to have a better understanding of the Holy See's activities to promote the common good of all peoples, particularly by means of fostering the intercultural dialogue through its Council for Culture. All the participants came to have a better understanding of the importance of the collaboration of their respective governments with the Holy See in promoting the universal common good and of their role, of course, in such a collaboration. And secondly, I should say, all the ambassadors came to better realize the challenging situation the globalized world is confronted with, especially the global inequalities. This meeting served as an effective channel for them to renew their firm conviction to do their own part in eradicating such inequalities, thereby contributing to build a better world.
Of all the continents in the world, Asia is the one with the smallest Christian percentage. Mm-hmm. Many of the countries in Asia have minuscule Christian populations, let alone Catholic populations. Does this present a unique challenge for the Holy See when it works in the area?
Oh, surely it does. Listen, we are now in the third millennium. 10 years have already passed. So now, looking back into the history of evangelization, which is the raison d'etre of the Church, in the first millennium, evangelization centered around Europe. In the second millennium, around America and Africa. And now, it's time to focus on Asia. In fact, Asia is home to almost two-thirds of the world population. And among them, merely 3% are Catholics. And if we take out the Philippines, Catholics are slightly over 1%, over 50 million. And most of this 1% lives their life in faith, in very, very difficult conditions, economically, politically, and religiously. Another thing to note is that Asia is becoming the center of the world with its rising economic power. So that's a dialogue of this kind, namely with the ambassadors, is very, very important for the Holy See, because these ambassadors represent different nations and peoples and different cultures, different religions, and different levels of economic development.
Asia, of course, is the home to several of the world's great religions, one thinks of Buddhism and Hinduism, but also the home to several other religions, mm-hmm. Both large and small. Mm-hmm. What role do you think the Holy See can play in contributing to interreligious and intercultural dialogue in the region?
As you know, there is a saying, think globally and act locally. Now, on the global level, the Holy See can organize various events, such as the one it has organized very recently, and inspire the people of the world, especially the decision makers at international levels, with the importance of intercultural and interreligious dialogue, especially in the context of the world becoming more and more globalized and more multicultural. On the local level, the Holy See can encourage the local churches to work for the intercultural and interreligious dialogue in their own circumstances and following suit of the Holy See.
Can you give us some examples of how the Holy See has worked with governments in the region?
Yeah. Whenever the occasion arises, the Holy See, as it has always done, works actively, above all, as a moral authority to promote the authentic development in the region. As the needs arises, then the Holy See and the Holy Father especially sent his special envoy, for example, in the case of the Iraqi war, to prevent the war. So this is a good example, concrete example. But especially Holy Father's messages of the World Day of Peace and his own recent social encyclicals, Caritas Veritate, etc. And so these all provide the authentic teachings, authoritative teachings on the authentic development of peoples. And these teachings have inspired and encouraged the governments and leaders in this region and ordinary people, of course, to work in favor of justice, love, and peace. I can tell you another concrete example of this kind is that recently Korea hosted the G20 summit in Seoul, and Holy Father kindly sent his message to the President Lee Myung-bak to inspire all the leaders and the people of the role the world leaders should play in the context of the globalizing world economy. The message was emphasizing that the globalization should go on without marginalization. So this kind of Holy Father's activities can be quoted as concrete examples the Holy See can do in working with the governments. And in addition to this, the Holy See has also sent material aid, albeit of a symbolic sum, but material aid, for example, to the people in need, to the people in North Korea, who are suffering still the malnutrition and hunger. So this kind of activities has been carried out also indirectly by the affiliated organs of the Holy See.